Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, A New Study Published on Mouth Taping. And here is a quote. This is the first comprehensive literature review on nocturnal mouth taping. It aims to ascertain what research is available that evaluates mouth taping during sleep and to summarize this research. Additionally, it compares these research findings with the most common claims regarding mouth taping on TikTok, end quote. And that is from Fangmeier et al. 2024. This paper was published earlier this month in December of 2024. And as a fan of mouth taping, I view it as essential reading, right? Because it distinguishes the proven benefits from the more anecdotal claims. And so it offers kind of the first review that coaches, educators, breath teachers, meditation instructors, whatever you might be, right, that you can use to actually provide evidence-based information to the people you're helping, to your clients, to people who just ask you questions, right? Because mouth taping always gets brought up. Of course, right, we all have different experiences with it, so you have to just go with personal experience over anything, but it's really nice to at least have a paper that says, hey, this actually is not true based on all the research, but this is, right? So go check out the paper. There's a link in the blog or in the newsletter, wherever you got to hear, or you can get my summary plus my little 12-minute podcast or 12-minute 40-second podcast on the paper describing it in simple terms so that you can understand at the Breath Learning Center at breathlearning.com. So go check that out if you want, or go read the paper yourself if that's more your style. In any case, go check it out if you are a fan of mouth taping. And with that, I will move on to thought number two, which is the universal rhythm. And here's a quote. The expansion and contraction of the abdomen, lower abdomen, and chest are parts of the universal rhythm. Everything in the universe has the same rhythm of expansion and contraction, just like our breath and body. All of them are rising and falling, end quote. And that is Bhante Gunaratana from Mindfulness in Plain English. And I have nothing to add but a few clappy emojis in the blog because that is so good. The expansion and contraction of the abdomen, lower abdomen, and chest are part of the universal rhythm. Just a nice reminder that we can explore the breath in so many different ways to make connections, whether it's not always just our nervous system and our brain and our blood flow and all of those cool things, right? But also more of these connections with the larger world. So super awesome stuff. All right, let's move on to thought number three, which is titled, Going with the Flow, a Great Force, and Laughter. And again, we're just doing these three short thoughts that I've been doing for several months now. Three one-sentence ideas on breathing. So here is number one. Breath control isn't always necessary. The art is knowing when to go with the flow and when to take control. Number two, demonstrations of breathing are small compared to the great force hidden behind them. And that was a play on a poet's quote, and I can't remember right now, but I'll link it somewhere so that you can go back and see the original. All right, and then number three, the best and most therapeutic form of mouth breathing is laughter. All right, those are the three thoughts. Let's move on to the fourth and final big thought for the newsletter. It is titled, The Ego Hates This. And here is a quote. It is also helpful to maintain a sense of humor as it greatly diffuses anger and humiliation. If we can see the funny side of things, then we can laugh. The ego hates to be laughed at. It takes itself very seriously, so it is important to practice not taking ourselves so seriously whenever the opportunity arises. End quote. And that is Jetsunma Tenzin Palmo from The Heroic Heart. And that is just our little reminder, right, that the ego hates to be laughed at, which means we should do it every chance we get, right? So just a reminder to laugh, like I tried to include every newsletter. All right, with that, let's move on to the one, that's the four thoughts, so let's move on to the one quote for this week. It is an awesome one. Here it is, quote, in any athletic discipline, the alignment of body and breath is critical. The synchronization of what you are doing with your breathing is the whole art, end quote, and that is Alan Watts. And finally, the one answer for this week, the category is high altitude. And here is the answer. When exposed to low oxygen levels, our bodies produce more of this molecule, which promotes the release of oxygen from the hemoglobin into the tissues. What is 2,3-biphosphoglycerate? So if you got that right, you get extra bonus points. I wouldn't expect anyone to, but it's cool. And there's a link to it in the blog or the newsletter if you are interested in learning more about that. And I think that actually goes up a lot when you get type 1 diabetes. I believe that's one of the markers. I could be wrong, so don't quote me on that. But I think that one goes up to try to compensate for the shift in the oxyhemoglobin dissociation curve with high blood sugars. For sustained high blood sugars, it causes the hemoglobin to hold on to oxygen, and then that is a counterbalance to try to get some of that oxygen in. In any case, that's a random tangent. Maybe I'll make that next week's answer if I can find the actual truth. It could be backwards. I might be wrong. All right. With that, let's do a quick recap. Remember to go check out that new study published on mouth taping. Either go read the full thing yourself or check out the Learning Center to get the information, hand-delivered to you, summarized and easy to understand. Remember that breathing taps us into the universal rhythm of expansion and contraction, of rising and falling. Remember that breath control is not always necessary. The art is knowing when to go with the flow and when to take control. And remember, most of all, that the ego hates to be laughed at. So maintaining a sense of humor and laughing as much as possible is always a good idea. And with that, just a quick reminder, one more plug for the Breath Learning Center. If you are a breathing or meditation instructor, check out the Breath Learning Center. It's a mountain of modern science mixed with timeless wisdom. It's summarized, organized, easy to read, and immediately actionable. It's all aimed at helping you become a mixed mindful artist, where we can blend different techniques, different principles from all sorts of different mindfulness-based mind-body practices to find the best one for our personal needs. So if you want to supply yourself and the people you help with the absolute best program you can, the wisdom and the science in the Learning Center will be invaluable to your practice. So go to breathlearning.com if you are interested. And with that, I'll just say thank you again. I hope you have a great end to the year and a great start to 2025. And I will see you next week.